Welcome to Permission to Receive. This is an activation that I am recording in a sacred space. I have called in all the forces and seen to support us in opening up ourselves to allow more to come to and through us. This space is a space of expansion, multiplication, allowing, and receiving. You can do this with your eyes closed or listen to it when you're washing your dishes. I do invite you to at least once listen to it with your body still, your eyes closed, as if it's a meditation leading you through an experience. I will be sharing with you concepts and taking you through a journey, opening up in your subconscious spaces that you have blocked off by believing that something is impossible or not for you. So take a deep breath. And if you are listening to this, if you want to get into a space of meditation, just pause. Find your safe, comfortable place. And allow yourself to be in a space of receiving. You can light a candle. If you sage your space, you can do it, which is what I'm doing right now as I'm beginning this process. Most of us don't have what we want because we have not given ourselves our permission to have it. We have not allowed ourselves to expand our energetic space within and without to hold a space for more. To hold a space for more. Because of our beliefs, patterns, experiences, fears, and limitations that are not to fault of our own, but a fault to our environment, loving upbringing, well-meaning people, we have shrunken our space to hold only so much. For many of us, at some point in our life, we may have held a space for more, and it represented danger. That could have looked like somebody threatening us physically, emotionally, energetically, verbally, and triggering our patterns that caused us to shrink back the space and ability to hold. We receive what we are able to steward. We receive what we are able to steward. Our receiving is directed by our capacity to safely hold. Our receiving is determined by what we think on a subconscious level we can safely manage and be responsible for. So whether it comes to money, love, peace, joy, any state of being, and in this particular case, amount of money, is limited by what we believe we can be trusted with. And that trust begins with us. So I want you right now to become aware of the part of you that at some point decided that you can only trust yourself with a certain amount. Maybe you witnessed somebody going through a situation that seemed painful and uncomfortable, maybe even terrible, horrific, by holding space for more than what you allow yourself to right now. Maybe you witnessed your family, people close to you, suffer mentally, emotionally, physically, energetically, any of that applies. Even if you didn't hear it, you witnessed suffering as the money increased. Maybe you heard something that about receiving more, having more, creates more trouble, more decisions, more responsibility in the world. So you decided that whatever amount you stop yourself at is exactly what's safe for you. Become aware of that part right now. And imagine that that part of you is surrounded by love, forgiveness, forgiving anything and anyone who was involved in creating this thought, belief, idea in your being. So there may be a part of you who says, I'm ready for a million. Then maybe there is a part of you who says, I'm ready for 250,000 a year income. Wherever you are is perfect with your desire. Your desire is yours. You can only become aware of it as a result of your higher self wanting to have that experience. So whatever that deep desire, and I don't mean the desire that will get you the amount that will get you out of trouble or make you feel safe. I'm talking about the true deep desire for what it is you want. The deep desire that you want to have that experience because of who it will make you become. The part of you that says it's not okay, it's not safe. You can only have so much. Become aware of that part and give it a hug right now. Send it love and forgive that part of you and anyone who was energetically, emotionally, or physically involved in creating that belief, that pattern. And this is the only time we are going to go look into the history in this activation. So infuse that moment with deep compassion and love. Rewrite it in this moment. See the real cause of why it happened the way it did. What was the loving intention of the people who were there? And now just infuse the space with love, and to whatever degree you are able to, forgive. Forgive means you are bringing that situation forward into your present moment with a whole new light. Forgive means you give forward a new meaning to that situation. Forgiving means that from now on, you will look at that moment with love and compassion. You will not try to pretend that it didn't happen. You don't even have to talk to people who are involved if you don't want to. But from this moment on, you will think of that moment. And when you do, you will feel the sense of love, compassion, tenderness, understanding on a whole new level. Now from this place, connect to your higher self. Wherever you believe your higher self physically is, connect your energy to it. Whether it's above you, in front of you, in your heart, all around you. Connect to the part of you whose agenda isn't more money, whose agenda isn't more things, whose agenda isn't safety or security, but whose agenda is your fullest expression of who you are. More life coming to you and through you. and you allowing it coming to you and through you fully expressed in the world to whatever level, degree you allow it in that moment. And in this moment, just for this moment, believe that you only receive what you are willing to hold. Your ability to receive is not dictated by anybody else around you, but you and your ability, capacity, and desire to hold. Some people want to hold millions. They want to know what it's like to be a steward of several million dollars, maybe tens of millions of dollars. Maybe for you, like I said, it's 250,000. Maybe it's 50,000. Whatever amount you are right now becoming aware of a desire to hold for, that you may not have yet. The only reason why you don't have it is because of what you believe it will take for you to have it. What will I have to give up that is in my life right now to have what it is that I want? So just for this moment, in this activation, I want you to give up any fear of losing anything because it wasn't yours to begin with. And I want you to see in front of you a staircase. You imagine how many steps there are. You imagine how the incline of it are those tall steps, short steps, wide steps, narrow steps. What are they made of? Is it wood, rock, concrete? You build that staircase in front of you. Now, at the very beginning of the staircase, imagine you're standing right in front of it. And I want you to imagine that with each step as you will be taking, the space around you opens up wide. So imagine that there are walls to the left and to the right. And at the very first step, the walls are very narrow, right next to the step, to the left and to the right. I want you to step up on the step and see the wall to the left and to the right expand just a little bit. Like a fan, like a funnel, narrow at the beginning, expanding out as you keep moving forward. And have the experience right now of taking another step forward, up, and imagining the walls fanning out, expanding out. Take another step now, and another, stop right there. Are you aware of the expansion happening around you? The space behind you, the space that's getting bigger to the left, to the right, in front of you. What are you feeling? Are you feeling joy, spaciousness, excitement, freedom? Or are you feeling uncertainty, tightness, loss, doubt? Just become aware of it now. Take a deep breath. And take another three steps forward on the staircase. One, two, three. Now look to your left, to your right, behind you and in front of you. Look at all this spaciousness. Feel the space becoming wider, deeper, bigger. And I want you to imagine that your energy fills up the space to the left, to the right, in front of you and behind you. What are you feeling? Are you feeling excitement, wonder, expectation, like the good kind of expectation? Joy? Or did tightness get a little tighter? Did a feel creep in? Wow, I'm so high. Look at the space between me and the walls. Can I even touch the wall if I lose my grip? If I lose my footing, what will happen? Will I fall and not know exactly where I'll stop? Keep falling all the way to eternity and never ever catch the grip or ground again? Come back to shifting into joy and expansion. Just for now, we're playing with these emotions and feelings and sensations. And take another 4 steps forward, up and ahead. And imagine the walls getting wider and wider. And now the space between you and the ground, bigger. And a space in front of you, expanding even more than what you thought. It's almost as if every time you take a step on your staircase, the staircase quadruples in front of you. You can hardly see the top of it anymore. And you saw the top when you first stepped on it. What are you feeling now? What's coming up? What thoughts? What beliefs are popping up in your mind, in your awareness? What are you telling yourself? What are you feeling? What are you feeling in your body right now? Just become aware of it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, I want you to take on that you are a multiplier. Whatever place you started from, the journey up your staircase, whatever place you started from, it almost doesn't matter. Because as a multiplier, anything you touch will expand to infinity. Maybe first it will double, maybe then it will triple, maybe then it will 10 times the size, the amount. You are a multiplier. So it doesn't matter how much you receive, because who you are will multiply it infinity. So whatever degree you are allowing yourself right now to receive in your life, what if it was okay? What if you didn't need any more? What if you needed exactly what you are receiving? Because you know that you can multiply it. You are a multiplier. Allow the divine energy right now to flow through you and activate within you the belief that you are a multiplier. And if you play with the Christ energy, this is not religion-based, this is divine, pure Christ energy. Divine, pure Christ energy has many, many examples of multiplying one into many. So if you allow it right now, allow that energy to expand within you. Fortify, activate and fortify you and your identity as a multiplier. Anything you touch expands. Anything you touch multiplies. So does it even matter what you receive right now? Or that's what only what matters, the fact that you can multiply it to whatever degree you are willing to, ready to, and open to. So right now, take 4 more steps up on your staircase. And I want you to imagine that this staircase splits into 3. And each of the three choices in front of you are representation of your expansion. You don't have to choose which one to take. They will all take you to the place where you deeply desire to go. Not out of fear, not out of desperation, not out of need, but out of true, deep, and pure desire of your heart and soul. And now imagine your energy expanding onto all three sides of the staircase. Allow these three staircases to represent multiple ways in which you are allowing yourself to receive right now. Whether it's money, peace, joy, love, resources, focus on the money. How do you feel? What's coming up? Take a deep breath. Release. It's just a memory of the past. It's not your truth. Your truth is you are a multiplier. Now I want you to keep taking three steps forward. And as you're taking steps forward, even though you might see yourself on one of the staircases, imagine that there is a multiple of you taking those steps on the other two staircases. And maybe on one of them, you take six steps forwards, on another, maybe two. Feel the expansion in your energy field. What does it feel like to have three pathways to receive? Not just one, but three. What new identity do you get to take on about who you are right now, allowing yourself to receive in three different forms, ways, aspects, containers, channels, portals? Now imagine yourself sitting at a desk. So you split your awareness, imagine yourself sitting at a desk. Your favorite desk at your favorite window, looking out at a beautiful view. Long, long, long range view. Maybe you're looking at the ocean, maybe it's the mountain range, maybe it's a beautiful meadow, a valley, or river. Make it long and wide. In your comfortable chair, that you just feel very confident and supported sitting in. In front of you is a piece of paper. And on this piece of paper, you are managing all that has come in, all that you've received. And you divide this piece of paper into different areas where the money gets to go. Feel the joy in your heart right now. Where is this money going? What decisions do you get to make right now about money? Now remember, stay away from fear or shoulds, like paying off your debt. It'll happen. What is your desire go right now for how you want to manage this money coming in? What do you buy? What do you invest? What do you put aside? What do you put in your fun account? What do you put in your health account? What do you put in your gifting account, where you get to spread the joy of receiving to others? Now, you've been here before many times. Imagine that you're sitting at the desk on your beautiful chair. It feels so comfortable. Maybe staring at the beautiful view is what you do every single week. You have a weekly money date and you've been doing it for a long time. This isn't the first time you're doing this. You've been doing it for a long time, long enough to learn how to do it in a way that works for you. And feel a sense of safety and comfort with making decisions. Not because you make the right decisions or the best decisions, but because you know who you are. Keeps receiving more, expanding more, multiplying more. And if you make a mistake, you can fix it. And more will come in to fix it. Once in a while, you may make this decision that changes everything. And in that moment, you feel excited and joyful. But by no means do you take on that you've mastered this activity. You keep coming back here every week, learning something new about yourself, who you are, and what you get to let go of, your new level of comfort. And that's the chair you get to come into often. To be with yourself, to make decisions. Maybe before you sat in this chair, you had a conversation with a financial advisor or a family member or your partner, romantic or business, whatever it looks like. But when you sit in this chair, you make the decisions and you know yourself to be a wise steward of your resources. Feel the joy and freedom and safety of that. And feel the excitement and the expectation of more and more coming in. Feel releasing any resistance to what you have to do and who you have to be and how you have to be. Because you already are that one which is comfortable with receiving more and more. And whatever comes in is perfect because you multiply it. You are a multiplier. And the more comfortable you get with that, the more comes in, the longer the staircase is. And maybe the staircase splits from 3 into 9 and it multiplies into 9 staircases. And now you receive through 9 different portals, 9 different ways. And maybe one of them is very short. Maybe you only go so far and another goes into infinity. And another just levels out and kind of stays at the same level. But it doesn't matter because you have so many and you are comfortable being the one who manages all of them and receives through all of them and stewards through all of them. And now imagine people around you. Imagine yourself sitting in your favorite chair in your living room or your outdoor porch area or maybe in your favorite restaurant. And now imagine people around you are celebrating with you, not your money, but with you because they have expanded too and they understand what it feels like. They get it. They're celebrating with you. You're celebrating together your expansion, your willingness to receive. And your heart is filled with joy and fortified in your conviction of what you get to have this lifetime and who you get to be to open up to receive ever more. Take a deep breath. And one last part. Imagine a door in front of you. When you walk through this door, you will choose a whole new identity for yourself with money. It may take a moment for you to get used to it. It may take few experiences to get comfortable with it. But when you walk through this door, you are choosing to expand your capacity to receive. You are choosing to go through experiences where you may become aware of how you stopped or limited or shrunk your space to receive. But are you willing to do that? Because as you step through this door, you're taking on the identity of the one with the larger and limited capacity to receive. The one who knows that you are the only one who creates the space for more. You are the only one who directs the flow. You are the only one, sole and contested creator of your experience of how much you are willing to hold the space for. What is safe? What is manageable? And if you want more, you can have it. So if you're ready, put your hand on a doorknob, turn it to the right, and imagine the door opening. Gently push the door open. Push it open gently. And step over the threshold into your new identity as a multiplier, the one who receives and directs, creates, and is in command of the space and capacity to which you are willing to receive now. Take a deep breath. Walk down the staircase. One, left, right, a little faster. Feel yourself skipping down the steps, because what you're coming back to is not who you were when you first climbed up those stairs. Feel the joy of who you are coming back to this present moment into a whole different identity, knowing yourself as a receiver and a multiplier, fully in command of what's possible. You as an expression of life seeking more through you. And the more you allow it, the more you receive, the more you are supported to receive, create, and steward. And so it is. A receiver, a multiplier, a sovereign creator. And so it is, and so you are.